The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Good Sunday, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You listen to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, we are. It's a beautiful day, and hopefully you get the opportunity to go out and enjoy the greater Washington metropolitan area. Go out for a walk and go for a run. As I said before, you know, when you're out there by yourselves and you're doing the thing, don't put the mask on. Get some oxygen going to your body. Make sure that, you know, your body can thrive and be alive the way it's supposed to. But that's a whole different subject that we're going to talk about. But we have a great subject for you today, one that, you know, unfortunately affects way too many Americans. And it's one that the last time we did it, about a year ago, many of you had, oh my gosh, really, is all this happening? What am I talking about? We're talking about the devastations of sugar, and we're lovingly calling this thing, you know, sugar public enemy number one. And who better than, you know, the sugar cop, Dr. Scott Lamp. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Well, good afternoon. Yes, I'm doing well. Actually, it is morning. I keep on
getting morning.
Those times that we're changing time slots. So
yeah, they flipped us over to this one.
There you go.
So, you know, this program is one that most people really look at and say, well, why is sugar so bad? And, you know, the thing is, to put it in perspective, we eat too much of the stuff. You know, starting out many years ago when this country was in infancy, sugar was kept in the cabinet under lock and key, just like other spices were. And the consumption per capita was something in the neighborhood of about, 14, 15 pounds per person, you know, on an annual basis. Today, we're in the neighborhood of about 170 pounds per person, you know, and I eat very little sugar, so who's getting my share? But, you know, that's the thing, that there's, all we have to do is look around and take a look at folks, and we see the conditions of heart disease and mental degradation and way too fat, as they call it, and all those things has to do with lifestyle. And this is the thing. Scott, let's go into it, because I know you have a lot of data. And this Wednesday night, I want to remind everybody, we're going back in house. We're going to have our first, since the era of COVID, we will be in house. And to do that, we're going to be very careful. We're going to protect everybody that likes it, would like to come in, but we're limiting it, unfortunately, to only 25 people. And there's going to be, you know, social distancing. You must wear a mask if you come. And Dr. Scott will be wearing one of those PPE shields, so you know he won't be causing anybody any problems. But seriously, we only have room for 25 people, so we can maintain social distancing. So, you know, our space is quite large, but we're going to insist upon it. No mask, you can't come in. But if you'd like to join Dr. Scott this Wednesday evening, very simple. You can do it one of two ways. You can call 703-698-7117 or simply go online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. RozellCare.com, and you'll scroll down, you'll see the ad for the lecture. Click it, register, and please be courteous, because you know that we're only going to have 25 people there. So if you want to attend, you want to have a one-on-one with Dr. Scott, this is your opportunity, but please make sure that you have full intention of coming. We will confirm. Having said that, Dr. Scott, we have a lot of data to cover. Let's move.
Well, I think one of the things is, too, is maybe we can do a genema test for people who are coming in. You can test how some things are actually, one of the ways to kind of fight your sugar taste is the genema test. And we can probably do that on the live show on Wednesday. Can't do it on the webinar.
No, it's a little difficult. It's a little difficult. So.
But one of the things that we were talking about before, and I just scrolled up on the CDC, and this is what it says on the top on health economic costs of chronic diseases. And 90% of the nation's $3.5 trillion in annual health care expenditures are for people with chronic and mental health conditions. But when you look at those, It's, you know, we've got $199 billion for heart disease, and we know that you double up heart disease and stroke problems, especially when you have sugar handling problems. Cancer is running at, we got $174 billion as of 2020. And one of the problems with that is cancer actually loves sugar. So
that's primary food.
Primary food for it. Then you look at diabetes, and that's another three. So we're looking at least $500 billion in costs that are actually being, I didn't even get into the point, but it has another listing of obesity and arthritis. You get a heavy weight because of bad diets. It put pressure on the joints. The joints get inflamed. Inflammation is actually fed by sugar. So you've got all these things, these major problems. And we've escalated through the years, especially from the 1900s and forward, about all these chronic conditions and everything, the costs are going higher and higher and higher. And one of the big players is the sugar.
It is. It's an awful situation where, you know, manufacturers know that people have sugar addiction. And I say that very straight up. And so everything that you have that shouldn't have sugar has sugar in it. And, you know, if you take a look at, you know, a hamburger bun from, you know, a lot of the fast food places, you know, I won't mention names, but I can mention a lot of them. They put sugar in there purposely because they know your sweet tooth will go there to buy their hamburger and their hamburger bun. You get a soda and your A soda has something in the neighborhood of about 15 teaspoons of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It doesn't make any sense. But at the end of the day, it's because you have an addiction to it. But when we're dealing with sugar, one of the things that I'll give you a visualization, meaning all of you listening, if you take a cup of sugar and you put it in a saucepan and you put it under low, low, low heat, slow as you can get it, and just slowly, slowly heat it up and stir it, it turns into caramel. And that's what happens when your body can't burn that fat up, that sugar that converts into fat. It can't get rid of it. It turns into this heavy sludge, and it begins to clog your arteries. It begins to get into your joint spaces. It's well known. I'm not making this up. That's what happens.
I think one of the things you look at is, like, some people actually have amputation, gangrene, toes, fingers, because the one place of the body farther away from the heart is the far extremes of your extremities. And it's a viscosity. These things get stuck. And what happens is there's a coin stacking. The red blood cells stick together. So we got capillaries that might be a certain diameter wide, but these things can't get through there. So now I can't get blood flow to those spots.
You know, Scott, when we deal with, you know, the amount of sugar that we eat in this country, and, you know, we just have to look around, as I said earlier on, you know, fast-acting sugars, you know, things that are added to, but also the sugars that are converted from regular foods. You know, people think, well, I don't eat any sugar, I just eat fruit. And we were talking about that earlier today before the program. The sugar from fruit can be just as bad, in some situations worse, than the sugar that we get from, you know, refined sugars that are manufactured.
Well, let's go back to, and I was just interesting, I was looking at something the other day and looking at labels. And in your label, it will say, you'll have a column that says carbohydrates, and it'll have a certain amount of grams, let's say it's 37, and then they say sugars are 12 grams. There's a problem there, because carbohydrates are sugars.
That's right.
It's just a game being played by the labeling companies, because 12 might be simple sugars, but the other could be starches, and they don't clue those as being sugars. When you're looking at your sugar content, you got to look at the total amount of carbohydrates, not just the sugar. So sometimes, like, oh, this is low sugar. It's only got 12 grams instead of 37. And I think that's one of the things that people have a misnomer on, is trying to figure out what my total amount is. And so, and sometimes places of confusion. I think they've kind of fixed the labeling a little bit, because they have to list them all. But you've got to look at carbohydrates as your number. And that's where it plays a big part. And it can be, and it's all carbohydrates. It's every single sugar that's in there. That's what we're looking at.
You know, it's an interesting situation, because when you look at foods, you know, I'll tell a patient, if you didn't do anything else, get rid of all the fast acting carbohydrates and sugars in your diet and see what happens. And when I talk about fast acting, we're talking about anything that's white rice, white potatoes, white breads, things of that nature. And that's before we get into any kind of allergic reactions and other types of inflammatory irritations. But we don't realize what we're doing to our bodies. And this stuff gets in, it causes an acidic reaction, meaning that it begins to cause tissue to break down. It becomes inflamed. And when it becomes inflamed, then your body has to do something to protect it. What it does to protect it is it begins to draw from other tissues in the body. And now you go into a deficit, and this deficit now leads to these expressions of diseases, these cancers and degenerations and heart disease and diabetes and things of that nature. So we don't do that. We were talking earlier in the program that, you know, in the United States, we have more of these ongoing problems than Europe does. And Europe is smarter than we are when it comes to their food choices and also their lifestyles and activity, because they walk more than we do, and they enjoy life more than we do. They relax more than we do. But here we're, you know, a bunch of crazy people. That's the subject for a different Sunday.
Actually, the crazy does play a part in this.
it does. But Scott, you know, if you had to, you know, point out the top five disease processes or symptom processes as a result of our lifestyle, meaning our consumption of sugars, what would they be?
Lifestyles and what we're, I mean, so when you're talking about, consumption?
No, you know, so what we end up with, you know, for example, we just talked about heart disease. So what other types of conditions come about as a result of, you know, our sweet tooth that we have here in the good old United States?
Okay, well, you can have problems with insomnia, which is a huge one. Fatigue is another one. Obesity is one. I don't know if we mentioned that just yet. Hormone imbalances will play a big part with this. Infertility can play a part with this. I mean, it creeps into almost every major chronic problems that we have. Sugar has to be looked at as a potential, or at least a sidebar, in creating some of these problems.
It's crazy. My guest in studio, Dr. Scott Lamp. And he will be your presenter in-house. First time since COVID, coming up this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. All you have to do to register for that class is to give us a call at 703-698-7117. Or simply go online at rosellecare.com. That's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com, rosellecare.com. And please remember that we are social distancing, so there's only going to be a maximum of 25 people that will be in-house with us. At the end of that lecture, that night, we will post the class on our website, so you'll be able to get it there as well. But this is an opportunity, so please remember, if you come into the practice, if you do register, hopefully we won't tell you that you can't come in, but 25 people only, you're going to have to wear a mask. We won't let you in. Dr. Scott will be wearing a PPE facial shield. And, you know, we're going to try to do the best we can to get back to our normal, not the new normal, but our normal, so we can begin to teach you and educate you and consult with you and do the things that we've always done. It's time to do that, but we have to do it in the realm of safety. So your comfortability, and you know that we have your best interests at heart.
I think one of the benefits of being in there too at that particular time, being in person, is, I mean, question and answer, and I'm not going to be able to do that over the webinar.
No, that's the most important thing. We want to be able to answer your questions and be able to direct you and to be able to hand you things and so forth. But like I said, those of you, there's going to be 25 people only. If we have enough people, I'll kind of twist Dr. Scott's arm and get it done a second night. But this Wednesday only be 25, but you'll be able to go online at the end of the night and to be able to see the presentation online, but our website. So we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to get into more disease. We have some callers. I'm going to take them when we get back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. My guest in studio, Dr. Scott Lamp. We're talking about sugar, public enemy number one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Indeed, we are. And it's a beautiful day outside. Make sure you take full advantage of it. It's absolutely gorgeous. My guest today, Dr. Scott Lamp. We're talking about public enemy number one, sugar, and all the things that it causes, from heart disease to diabetes to mental degradation and all the things that go along with that. We're going to get very much in depth and so much more of this as the program goes on today. But I want to remind you that this Wednesday evening, for the first time since we've been all locked down and the era of COVID, if you will, we're going to be back in house. We're going to do our first in-house presentation this Wednesday evening, albeit limited. We will observe social distancing, and you must have facial covering to come into the practice. It will be limited. Normally, you know, we can deal with about 60 people in our office, but we're only going to allow 25 people to come in. Those of you who unfortunately won't be able to be present, we will have it online on our website and you'll be able to view it there. But if we have enough people that want to come in, who knows, maybe Dr. Scott will acquiesce and do it another time. Before we get into the program and about sugar, I want to go to the website. We have somebody that's been extremely patient. Robert, you're calling from Tacoma Park. Thank you, sir. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Question isn't related to sugar. By the way, I cut out sugar. I eat just natural sweets, and I got my cholesterol down, and my I have no health conditions. But this year, during the lockdown, I had a problem. In your book, you mentioned homeopathy, symptoms as the body's attempt to care for itself. So I'm hoping I developed tinnitus. I did something stupid 3 months ago. I didn't have conditioner when I was washing my hair, and I put sunflower oil, and it seeped into my my ears. And since then, I had this tinnitus. So I went to the doctors because last year I had it. I had ringing and roaring, and they cleaned the wax, and it went away. This year, the doctor cleaned my ears, but the tinnitus is still there. I'm just hoping I can do something.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions because it could be from a lot of different things. Is the tinnitus, is it constant, number one?
Yeah, it's a very faint ringing in one ear.
Okay, is it a high-pitched or low-pitched sound?
High-pitched.
All right. So what's happening is your body's getting something that identifies as a toxin. High-pitched in tinnitus conditions in Eastern medicine is something that has to do with the liver energy, or the liver, they'll call it liver chi, and it's an alteration. That if it was low pitch, it's kidney. Now, if they've done all the things that eliminated before, that tells you that there's something more than that going on. It also can be the upper portion positioning of the neck, the brainstem, where the skull, your head, meets the first cervical vertebrae. If that's out of position, it can cause a neurological irritation. So the eustachian tube that gives you an equilibrium, a balancing of the ear and many other things, is swollen, is plugged. You may be highly allergic to what it was that you put into your ear or fell into your ear, and that caused that liver, you know, to be irritated, inflamed, and that's where it came from. So it's difficult to tell you specifically what it is. One, hopefully you've stopped using the product, as you're not doing that anymore. I would try a couple things that are very quick. You can go to the drugstore and get yourself some hydrogen peroxide drops. And the old product is called D-Brox. And you put a couple drops in it and let it bubble things out, and it'll pull some of the toxin, the inflammatory levels out. But you want to eliminate anything that triggered it. If that doesn't work, then you need to see somebody like us that we can actually get into it and make it and see what really is causing it. But those would be the things that we would do to begin with. So make sure you're eliminating the product that caused it to begin with. Make sure that, you know, you try the D-Brox. And if those things don't work, then we can take a look. Scott, do you have anything to add on that?
I think also you talked about the upper cervical cranial nerve entrapment. Some of those cranial nerve pathways, we've done some things with the quantum neurology. It usually has to do with cold laser, and that could be something that could be thrown in there too.
But it can be taken care of. So it's, you know, unfortunately those things happen. But the fact that it went away the first time tells you that it's a functional problem, meaning that there's something that you did, were exposed to, something that happened with the neurological bed there that triggered this. Let's get back into the program a little bit, Scott, and start talking about the global problem that we're having with sugars and the application of sugar. In the second half of the program, I want to get into the highs and lows of sugars. I want to get into, you know, what we call hypoglycemia and that type of consideration. But we've got, I guess we're coming up to a break. I'm starting to hear our background. So we'll talk about that when we come back in. But I want to pinpoint, I want people to understand how truly devastating this condition is. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, and indeed we are in a beautiful Washington day. Make sure you get the chance to enjoy it. We've got a very significant program for you, significant because the thing that we're talking about has such a major impact on so many different systems in the body, so many disease processes and so forth. My guest today, Dr. Scott Lamp, and we're talking about sugar, public enemy number one. And want to remind you that we're going back to our normal. This Wednesday evening, the program will be presented in-house at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. Please understand that it'll be limited and we will social distance, and you must have a face covering when you come into the office. Otherwise, unfortunately, we would have to tell you, I'm sorry, you can't come in. And Dr. Scott will be wearing a PPE shield so he can. And the reason that we're doing this, it's time to we know how to protect you. We're scrubbed down. Nothing can live in that office. Trust me, it's amazing. It takes the hide off you, some of these things that we're using. But we want to be able to answer your questions face to face as best we possibly can, as much of your face as we can see. But you'll be able to see Dr. Scott, and he'll be able to answer your questions. So join us. We normally have room for 60 people. We're only going to be letting 25 in. If there's a whole lot of you that want to do it, we might get Dr. Scott to do it twice, but we'll see how we go. But you'll be able to get the program after we present in-house. It'll be on our website. We won't be sending it out, but it'll be there. It'll be available to you, so you'll be able to check it out at any rate whatsoever. So, Dr. Scott, let's get back into it a little bit. We're talking about something that's really quite devastating, but we do have another caller. We'll take that, and then we'll get back into it again. Again, if you'd like to call us here, 888-630-9625. Ingrid, you're calling from Alexandria. How can we help you?
Well, good morning, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call. I have a tingling behind my left ear, and it's been there for about 3 weeks. And I went to the doctor, and she said she had my ears cleaned out, but that didn't really do much. And it comes and goes, and if I move my head and hold it like left or right for a couple of seconds, it diminishes, but it comes back. And it's sort of a tingling.
Dr. Scott, thoughts?
Well, first off, I would probably look at something in regards to the upper cervicals of your spine. When it's interesting, when you do something and you actually change, either bring something up or bring something down, then it's probably going to be at least part of the solution or the cause of the problem. And so when you're turning your head, you're actually moving joints of the spine, which actually affects some of the nerves that come up from those points. And it's probably one of the places to take a look at.
There's several nerves that come out from the base just underneath your head right before it reaches your neck. And they're called the greater occipital and lesser occipital nerves. And you also have a nerve that's called a recurrent nerve in there that goes to that area. But if you move your body and something changes, it tells you it's mechanical. And so because of that, you have to treat it mechanically to get rid of it. But Ingrid, it's something that, and the reason I let Dr. Scott answer is it's something that we see every day. Unfortunately, it can be quite irritating. But I would encourage you that if it doesn't go away, give us a call, let Dr. Scott take a look at it or one of our doctors at the center.
Literally, you got to make sure it's not of a pinch of a nerve. That's as Tom's listed the nerves there. That's what you're looking at. So
you would see me?
Yes, all you have to do is give us a call, and we're happy to see you. We'll do a consultation examination. We'll be able to tell you pretty quickly where it's coming from, and if we can identify it, Ingrid will be able to treat it and get rid of it. So let us know if we can help you. Happy to do that. But those are the type of things. That's how you rule things in and out. You put them into position. What makes it worse? What makes it better? What has failed in treatment process? So if you understand the neurology and the neurophysiology of the body, you can pretty much identify processes and what they are. And then if you treat that and not chase the tail around, you're always successful in making things happen.
I think one of the things is like, as Tom's talking about, this is really kind of functional neurology. We're just kind of like putting the body in a process physically and doing a challenge to it and then reproduce it and decrease it. So that's what we do all the time.
Dr. Scott, let's get into the more far-reaching effects that we haven't even touched on. And there's so much. I know this Wednesday evening, for those who will be there and then those who can watch the program online, you're going to get into a lot of things. But let's talk about, you know, we talk about way too much sugar, but let's use a term that's called hypoglycemia, or, you know, low blood sugar. And, you know, I'm going to say straight up that that's a misnomer, because hypoglycemia just really has to do with transportation problems and utilization problems, not necessarily the absence of sugar within the body. And unfortunately, a lot of people treat it by dumping more carbohydrates and dumping more sugar in the system.
Right. And I think it's you got to take a look at some of the things, and stress plays a big part with hypoglycemics too. Usually sometimes if you have a stand up quickly and you feel like you're dizzy, you want to fall over, or, you know, you get irritable when you miss a meal and things of that nature, you're not utilizing, you might be missing proper nutrition that helps transport different sugars across barriers. You're not eating, there's certain types of foods that kind of, you know, last longer and take a longer time to burn in the system. So your dietary aspects need to be looked at. The stress mechanism of our bodies, you know, and Tom is like, I ask patients, and it's an interesting question because they get hung up on the second part of it. I said, well, what's the two ways that you can get, you know, sugar in your system? And the first one is actually, well, you can eat it or drink it, but the other one, you can stress it. And so that plays a big part. And if you don't have a good stressing mechanism that kind of balances out, you can be more susceptible to problems.
It's absolutely true. You know, that fight flight system, and we talk about it as it relates to so many other pathways within the body. The adrenal system is the triggering mechanism for blood sugar regulation directly by stimulating the pancreas to produce insulin. Right. And if it can't produce enough insulin because of many different things, but one of the reasons because the adrenal system is not working, then you can see blood sugars spike. They'll actually go up because you can't transport them into the body. But if you go into a state of fight flight. And then your body's using it up like crazy, and you're dropping it down.
Yeah,
so
I think
it's a double-edged sword.
I think the whole thing with sugar metabolism is not put yourself on a roller coaster. I think the thing is that anytime you eat something that has a caloric aspect, it's going to spike sugar. It's going to spike insulin. And what the whole idea is, insulin takes the sugar from the bloodstream and puts it into cells. But if the cell is overwhelmed, you get some resistance, depending on how much sugar you're putting in. Kind of the analogy I use sometimes is when you eat too much sugar at a time, or you eat a lot of a type of sugar that breaks down very fast, like plain white sugar would be one of those things, candy and sodas and that kind of stuff. It's kind of like a mob scene at a kind of like a riot at a soccer field. You get all these things, like everybody's going towards the entrance. There's no organization. And all of a sudden the person at the front gate just wants to close the gate because they're so nervous they're going to get trampled. Versus when you have a very slow, methodical way of getting the sugar in control, and you line everything up and they go in lines, and that's more of a controlled scene, it works better. So another analogy uses like a fireplace. If I put leaves on the fire, what happens to the leaves? They go blow up very, very quickly, very fast. And I got all this sugar in the system. If I don't know what to do with it, I'm going to have to try to transport it and get it and store it. Now I have something like kindling put on, which is kind of like a complex carbohydrate, which would be like a fruit or something like that nature. It's a sugar that takes a while to break down, and it's a little bit slower in, but it still gets in there kind of fast. But then if we take a look at a log, which would be kind of like a protein or a fat, that takes longer. So I don't get these like up and down roller coaster spikes. And those are the problems when you have extremes. So if sugar gets put in and it spikes up the insulin, if it does take the sugar in, sometimes even drops too far. And that's what happens with hypoglycemia. It spikes it up, but all of a sudden it gets in the system and it dramatically drops down below where your normal area of your sugar handling is. You're not at the right number. You go below that, and your body's starving for something, and you don't have the adrenal gland to help support that, then all of a sudden you feel like you have no energy and you're dropping off.
Well, we call that a reactive hypoglycemic pattern. It bounces like a yo-yo. And that's where people get into so much trouble, you know, and they're bouncing. We've got a couple of minutes before we go to the break. I want to ask you again, going back into what we talked about earlier, say, well, I don't eat sugar, but I eat a ton of fruit. And we talked about that fructose. It's a whole lot in many situations worse than getting regular sugar.
Right. And it also depends on the type of fruit you have. You know, if you're talking about bananas and things of that nature, some of the berries are a little bit lower. The citrus is a little bit lower. But the type of fruit that you have can play a big part. And I think it goes directly to the liver, and I think it's 7 to 8 times more damaging that sugar than it is to any other type of sugar, and it goes directly to the liver. And, you know, a lot of people having problems nowadays with fatty liver buildup, that's one of those major contributors to that problem.
And people don't understand that. You know, we have, you know, fructose corn sugars, which are the worst, by the way.
Right.
And but it affects liver function. And there's a lot of literature out there. So it's not only liver function, but heart disease and cancers and so forth. And, you know, people, when you tell them that, they look at you like, you know, where do you get this crazy information? The truth of it is, it's there. It's like anything else. Do the research properly, and you'll find that there's linkages to so many chronic diseases, particularly in this country, that just never, never go away. And
right.
I mean, we could get into all the additives and the preservatives and so forth, but this is one piece that if we stopped eating the amounts and masses of sugars and sugar transporting foods, you'd see chronic disease processes drop like a rock in this country. From
cancer, yeah, cancer, obesity, you know, arthritis, all those kind of things, all the major ones are eating up the our healthcare costs are going to be all involved in this.
You know, it's unprecedented across the board. And when we realize that, you know, we actually have our fingers in the pot, and we're the ones that are causing the manifestation of this healthcare devastation. And I say that in this way, the cost to the economy, to what we do is not only enormous, it's almost unconscionable. And, you know, we're in a place right now where, you know, we can get off and talk about COVID and so forth, but we won't on today's program. But it's a fear pattern. We're seeing so many people today that are coming into the office. And by the way, we're wide open, meaning that we're there to serve you. We're respecting social distancing in the practice. We will do whatever it is to make you comfortable, but people are coming in and they put on the COVID-19, you know, or 29. In many cases, you know, they've been isolated, so they go to comfort foods. The comfort foods are the sugars. And the reason that they do it is because it triggers serotonin and that feel-good juice. And so, you know, people are emotionally being triggered and then biochemically being drawn to it. But we're seeing other situations that are coming about because of it. The blood work that I don't know with you, Dr. Scott, but, you know, the blood work I've been doing with patients over the last few weeks, oh my gosh. I mean, all the triglycerides are going through the ceiling because that's immediately triggered by sugar. Liver function is going up. White blood cell, differentials are being altered and so forth. But the topic that you're going to get into is so important.
And I think the thing is when you're talking about with the triglycerides and cholesterol, and, you know, it's one of the things that happens when you have too much sugar in the body. And it's in the bloodstream, and you talked about how thick and stick and caramely that blood becomes. The body has to do something with that, and then what it has to do is it converts it to triglycerides and conserves it to fat. And one of the big things is like, you know, are you tired after a meal? Because that takes a lot of work on the body to do that. And one of the big signs of that is like, I'm a little bit tired after eating. And so what happens is we got something that's, you know, we should be talking a little bit about insulin resistance. It happens before the, I think we have some background noise. We have the insulin resistance. It happens that, it's interesting because not only does the sugar now not get across the barrier, but you got things like magnesium and potassium that can't cross that barrier either. And one of the major like nutrients, that the liver needs to help process some of this is potassium. So that's another thing that the liver can't get. So it's getting hit with all the sugars and it gets things backed up. Now it can't get potassium to it and we can't process this stuff.
Yeah, and potassium is one of the things that is desperately needed by adrenal function, heart processing, neurological transmission, and it really goes on. We'll get into that perhaps if we have a little time before the program's over. We're coming up to a break, and you're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. My guest in studio, Dr. Scott Lamp, which will be your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Go online at rozellecare.com and figure out how to make that happen. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizzo here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. I want to thank all of you who listen elsewhere, and particularly those of you in the armed services, and we appreciate all that you do for us, and thank you. Thank you for your service. You have no idea how much we appreciate you. Always, we'll try to get back to you. If you need to get a hold of any of the professionals at the Rizzo Center for Healing, simply go to rizzocare.com, and you can send us a note. You can send it generically. Somebody will get back to you. If you need to talk to somebody sooner rather than later, 703-698-7117, and we will make it happen for you. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Scott Lamp, who's my guest today on the program, we'll be talking about sugar, public health enemy number one, and all the pieces of the puzzle that it affects. I think you're going to be surprised. So many of the conditions that we suffer from chronically, and more so in today's world with dementia, and which we haven't even begun to touch upon, and Parkinson's disease and so forth, have a linkage to sugar. Yeah. It's important that you get it, that you have control of this. And if we just control this one piece, so many conditions, from cancer to I don't feel good, and inflammatory actions and heart disease and so forth and so on, would be something that we absolutely could control, and not only restore our health and our livelihood, but also take the burden off financially to the economy as well. Dr. Scott, let's talk a little bit about what you're going to talk about Wednesday when you do the program. Again, we're going to limit the number of people that can come in the house, and the program will be available online afterwards. All they have to do is go to rizzocare.com. It'll be there. It'll be posted at 8 o'clock after the program. But if they want to talk to you one-on-one, 25 people, make sure that you're wearing a face mask. Dr. Lamp, you'll be able to see that good-looking, handsome face, but through a PPE shield. So what are you going to be dealing with, buddy?
Well, again, we're going to talk about the process of how sugar gets taken in the body and how the body's supposed to work with it, and then also the problems that happen. We just talked about the hypo and hypoglycemia that might happen with that, and then all the different kind of ways you can approach and take care of it. There's a lot of things that are out there on dietary aspects. There's a little bit of things on keto. We've talked about keto diets and intermittent fasting and things of that nature. But then also we're going to talk about some of the pitfalls, a little bit of those too. You got to make sure that you are healthy. I think a lot of times people make the idea of, I'm going to get weight loss to get healthy. You got to be healthy to get weight loss. It's kind of like the other way to take a look at it. So we're going to cover some of those elements and some of these also possible the proper nutrition and all those things that need to be done to handle these kind of problems.
Yeah, here's an opportunity, really. And whether you do it online after the program or you come in and you talk to Scott one-on-one, this is an opportunity for you to really get a type of attitude that you've had your fingers in the pot, but we also as a society, particularly here in the United States, perpetuate more dietary blood sugar related conditions probably than any place else in the world. We've got to a place where we've put sugar into everything that we eat. And, you know, people go for their cup of coffee or their tea or whatever. And, you know, sometimes it's have a little coffee with your tea, it's, you know, or with your sugar. They just keep putting in there 2, 3, 4 teaspoons of sugar. And we don't use, then we go sit and we wonder why, because we're not, you know, that we're sitting, that we're getting so big and we're not burning calories off. But more importantly, as we said earlier, the analogy that I want you to, you know, think about is it becomes sludge. It becomes that caramel. It sticks to the tissue. Your body can't get rid of it. It's hard fat. So you have all of that, and it's not a good thing. Scott, if you had to, you know, guess relative to the numbers of conditions that you see in the office, and we see a whole bunch of things, how many of these people, just give me a quick percentage of coming to the end of the program, relates to some sort of sugar imbalance?
90%.
At least. We're coming up to the end of the program, and you know, we do these for you because we want to make you think. We want to make sure that you have every opportunity to turn your life around, and that's why we do what we do. We'll see you next week with another program. Just remember, we love you all. Bye.